or the farm station all ag all day from the 2020 Commodity Classic. And we ran into Brad Harris. Brad is with Firestone in Ohio. Great to see you.
Thank you for having stopping over here and talking to us today, Tony.
Okay, a little background about you. Did you grow up there? Did you grow up in ag?
Yeah, I grew up in ag from northern Ohio. Always growing up on a small, mid-sized farm, dairy farming until 93. Dad transitioned to grain farm, and we farm about 850 acres of corn, soybeans, wheat, a little bit of hay for animals around the farm. Couple steers that we use for our own consumption and stuff, but always been ag, always have been very, very passionate about it, and got into the engineering world because just a young kid working on equipment alongside dad, there's always that, why did they do something like this? They could have designed this better. So got my engineering degree, and I've been working with Firestone ever since college, designing tires, and now manager of the field engineering team. So we work with customers that are having those issues to make sure that we identify what the real root cause of that problem is and come up with the solution to help them not have that problem in the future.
Yeah, as you talk about some of the transitions, stop for just a moment and step back. 2019, for those who aren't in Ohio or anywhere in that upper Midwest region, how would you recap 2019?
2019 was definitely a very difficult year in Ohio. In our northern section, we had a lot of wet weather starting in April through May through June. A lot of prevent plant in my region. Customers really didn't get corn into the ground until the end of May, which we like beginning of May. Lots of beans didn't get in the ground until the end of June. Yields, if crops were in the ground, were a little bit above average to average, which surprised a lot of people. But a lot of cover crops went in through the summer because ground just didn't get planted. So 2019 in our region is definitely the year to forget or want to forget.
Well, as we roll into 2020, no pun intended, you're with Firestone. Tell us about the company and what you're excited about here at Commodity Class.
All right, so very excited at being here at Commodity Classic, getting to talk to customers. Customers that are coming through the booth, they really want to know what they can do to control their cost, and they're not just focusing on input costs with fertilizer and seed. They've identified all those savings. They're coming on the tire side now, realizing that tires and the track systems on their equipment can cause compaction, can cause fuel usage, excessive fuel usage. So what steps do they need to take to minimize that? And we've got a lot of helpful tools for those customers online with a seven-step checklist of what to look at their tire to help them determine, is it time to replace it or can we get through 2020 without needing to do any replacement? We've got great tools out there. Biggest question is, what inflation pressure do I need to run? And that's all based on the axle load that tire's carrying. So we've got an online inflation calculator where customers can put their tire size in there, what axle load they're carrying, and it tells us what that minimum inflation pressure is. By running minimum inflation pressure, what we're doing is minimizing soil compaction and getting the biggest footprint, getting the most traction out of the tire. So we're helping customers understand that. We're also helping them understand the difference in the bias tires versus radial tires versus the new radial IF and VF tires, helping them understand, is it make sense to move to the higher technology IF and VF, or is the standard tire, if we can just get the right inflation pressure in that tire, going to be able to get them the minimum soil compaction and focus their money elsewhere on their operation? We're very conscious, especially me being a farmer too. If we don't need to waste money on higher technology stuff on the tire side, let's use that money, make sure that the next time that we're looking at replacing product, that we're putting the right product on there and choosing the Firestone product.
So you mentioned a couple of things that are online where we can really learn more. Where do we find
it? Just go to firestoneag.com. In that website, go to the resource section in there, and that's where you're going to find the inflation calculator. You're going to find that seven-step checklist. Also, if customers go to bridgestonelearningonthego.com, they can find a one-hour webinar we did in January that covers some of the topics like stubble damage, things to help minimize stubble damage, road lope. Customers may get a new tractor and it's bouncing as it's going down the road. How to check and correct that. Just a lot of online opportunities and just short 15-minute or less, some of them are just 5-minute, videos to help them understand how a tire plays a role in making themselves more profitable.
Great to see you. Wish you a really good, how about a home run 2020?
Let's hope so, Tony. Thanks for taking time to come talk to us. And if any of our growers have any questions, don't be afraid to go talk to your certified Firestone Ag dealer. They're going to be able to be your first stop to get you what you need.
Brad Harris is with Firestone. From the 2020 Commodity Classic, I'm Tony St. James. On the Farm Station, all ag, all day.